This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You have 5 seconds.
Fandor is proud to be a sponsor at the Sonoma International Film Festival. Thanks to SIFF for 25 years of raising the bar and elevating new talent from around the world. Bringing people together through film, food, wine, and fun. That's our kind of festival. Cheers to a great year for independent cinema.
Hey everyone, welcome to another Fandor video podcast. My name is Human. I'm here with Chris Kelly.
Hey.
Where's Bryn?
Bryn! He's here!
I'm here!
We locked him up.
Yes.
We're
doing this without him.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
All right. Our next guest has his film at the Sonoma International Film Festival. He's the producer of a film called Rickshaw Girl. Welcome to the show, Eric Adams.
Hey, thank you so much. So happy to be here.
Yeah. So, Eric, your film is Rickshaw Girl. You're the producer. Can you tell us what the movie's about?
You betcha. Yeah, this is a wonderful girl empowerment story based on an acclaimed book by Mitali Perkins. It's the story about a precocious and courageous young teenage girl in Bangladesh whose father is a rickshaw driver. He grows ill and can't make money for the family anymore. So she makes the courageous or foolish decision to dress as a boy and take out the rickshaw. And then, of course, when her gender is revealed, her life falls apart and she has to find a way to really figure things out in a whole new direction.
So I look at you. You don't look Indian to me. I could be mistaken. Why did you say yes to this? And what's your background?
Yeah, thank you so much. No, good questions. Well, I'm a film producer. I've done several films, including My Suicide, which was David Carradine's last film. And more recently, I did Supremacy with Danny Glover and Mahershala Ali, so feature films. I'm from New York. I'm Jewish, Middle Eastern, sons of refugees. So I love stories like this because it's all about the underdog. And I visited Bangladesh actually on vacation while I was on a trip to India and fell in love with the country. Had the opportunity to meet a lot of the filmmakers there. There's some great emerging filmmakers there. And my wife and I were there and we said, hey, wouldn't it be great to make a movie in Bangladesh? And we came home and we forgot all about it. And then this book, Rickshaw Girl, landed in our lap. So we said, wow, what a great project. We optioned the book, spent 2 years writing a script, and then took 7 trips to Bangladesh over the course of this project, getting it made.
Wow. So how did that book come to you? Was it a trusted source or was it just...
No, I was, very lucky. I actually teach. I'm a professor of screenwriting at Santa Rosa Junior College. And I also teach at the Big Sur Writers Conference every year, which is really fun. It's in Big Sur. And Mitali was on the faculty with me. So we got talking and, she mentioned Bangladesh and we mentioned Bangladesh and she mentioned Rickshaw Girl, and we took a look at it, and we said, boy, what a lovely project.
Very cool.
What day and time is your movie showing at the Sonoma Film Festival?
Yes, thank you so much. It is at the Sonoma International Film Festival. There are 2 screenings. The first one is March 24th, which is a Thursday, and I believe that's a 7 p.m. screening, but it's sold out already, unless they added more ticket blocks, which they do. The second one is Saturday night, April 26th, 8 p.m., at the famed and historic Sebastiani Theater, which is right on the square in Sonoma. It's one of the great theaters in America, and I'm just so excited to have the film there.
So, believe it or not, Eric, I will be at the Saturday night screening.
Yes.
Are you going to be there?
Yes. Not only that, but DM me afterwards, and I have a special invitation for you for a pre-party celebration.
So what's the plan with the – do you guys have distribution yet, or are you looking?
We are in talks right now with a number of distributors. We haven't selected one yet because we want to wait until we finish our festival run. We've already won a lot of top awards. We won best audience favorite at the Mill Valley Film Festival, audience favorite at Prescott. We won something called the top film at the Schlingel International Children's Film Festival in Germany, something I knew nothing about, but I've come to find out is one of the most important film festivals in Europe, and we won the top film there. We won several other awards across the film festival landscape, and we need these awards because, as you probably know, when you have a movie with not big actors in it, you have to sort of rest on something else. So film festival awards and excitement really, really help get a film across. We're so happy that Sonoma picked us up. It's the perfect film for us because it's a super story about, I didn't even mention that this girl is an artist. It's really a wonderful story, and it's just a great place to be.
What's your favorite moment in the movie?
Oh, my gosh. My favorite moment, that's a really good question. I've never gotten that question before. So give me a second while I think about it.
Yeah, no problem.
There is a moment in the movie where she spends, 5-10 minutes surreptitiously changing from a girl to a boy, cutting her hair, stealing a pair of pants, kind of figuring out how to be, macho, lowering her voice. She goes in, she actually had tried to get a job as a girl and everyone just shushed her away. And then she goes in now just as a boy and she gets the rickshaw. And rickshaws in Bangladesh, they're pedal rickshaws, so it's like a three-wheeler. It's a heavy piece of equipment. It's beautifully decorated. So she goes in, she gets the job as the as a rickshaw driver, and then she takes the rickshaw out of the garage into the sunlight. It's beautiful music playing, and you understand what it's like to finally be, free of gender constraints, which is what this movie's also about.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What was the hardest thing in terms of the filmmaking of this film?
Yeah, it was a hard film to make. And I went in naively because this movie is made in Bangladesh. Bangladesh is 12,000 miles away from California. I could actually fly through China or through the Middle East and get to Bangladesh at exactly the same time. It's a 26-hour flight with transfer each way. I've done 7 trips, so that means I've spent over 2 weeks in the air making this film. The 13-hour time zone difference. So my workday starts sometimes at 11 p.m. when I was working with my Bangladeshi cast and crew and director over there. And so it was just really the physical distance between us that was the hardest thing to you know, overcome.
Wow. I'm so excited to see your movie. I really am. I'm glad I didn't. As a movie critic and as an interviewer, I do care about seeing it in a movie theater setting with an audience. I think it's a disservice to filmmakers when you just stream stuff at home. But I know I'm in the minority when I say.
I mean, sometimes that's the only way to experience it. But I think that most people would agree that the movie theater is a wonderful experience.
It's a transformative experience, and this is actually a big big movie theater picture because it's filled with colors. Because she's an artist, sort of like the subplot of all this is that all she wants to do is be an artist. But she can't be an artist because she's a poor girl growing up in Dhaka. Nobody cares about her art. And ultimately, we always like to say, I like this character. Her name is Naima. She's a girl who dreams in colors but lives in a city of browns and grays. That's what this movie is about. And at the end of the movie, after her gender has been revealed and she's been knocked down once again, it is through her art and her passion for art that uplifts her and gives her a new way to provide for her family.
All right, let's end with this. Eric, what are like 2 or 3 movies that mean a lot to you, that inspire you, that you would love to, you know, even if they're Shawshank Redemption and Citizen Kane? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like just a few movies that you really love.
I am such an eclectic movie watcher, and I bet you are as well. You know, I love it all, and I become such an audience member when I watch a movie. You know, even though I'm a screenwriter and a producer, I don't watch it analytically. I watch it because I want a story to wash over me, and that's what I think most audiences are. I'll tell you one of my favorite movies of all time: Strictly Ballroom. Strictly Ballroom. I love that movie. I would say Truman Show. And the reason I love both these movies is because they transport you into a whole nother world. They create an ecosystem that you've never seen. It's not just 4 people in a room or whatever. It's just beautiful. And I will pick a Bollywood movie and put it on that list, and that's Three Idiots. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Three
I've
Idiots.
I've never seen that one.
Forgive the title. It's a movie, as we say in our household, it makes you laugh, it makes you cry, it makes you dance. That's what it does. We watch it once a year and have a big party around it. So
I want to be invited to that party, Eric.
Yeah, you will. you can. It's open door.
Nice. His name is Eric Adams. His film is Rickshaw Girl. If you're at the Sonoma Film Festival, please go check it out. But it sounds like you're just months away from distribution.
Yes, we'll be on. Well, we do have a theatrical, a select theatrical that'll start May 5th is our opening, if all goes well with COVID, etc. And then we hope to be on streaming platforms shortly after that.
Great. Nice. Congratulations.
Eric, we wish you nothing but the best, my man.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I so appreciate this. You'll let me know where I can all watch this and everything.
All right.
Take care, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, bye-bye. Eric.
You have 5 seconds.
Fandor is proud to be a sponsor at the Sonoma International Film Festival. Thanks to SIFF for 25 years of raising the bar and elevating new talent from around the world. Bringing people together through film, food, wine, and fun. That's our kind of festival. Cheers to a great year for independent cinema.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.